like sands through the hourglass. These are the tales of the new dad.
I just realized the other day when wife said she was going to work out with one Lindsay Armstrong that I was going to be escorting my six-month-old child to the grocery store completely alone. And I had not done that before. I realized I hadn't gone with him anywhere, like anywhere, much less grocery shopping, just with him alone and not with mom.
At what point did you realize this? Like at the house or already there?
Oh, no, at the house.
You realized the fear.
Yeah, and I went, oh, that's... I was. So, piled him into the car, put him in the car seat, drove him. All good. Went to Sprouts and trucked the car seat out of the car and went, this doesn't fit in the shopping cart. And then reading the shopping cart, it was going, do not, like, all kinds of, like, X's about...
Putting...
Like, you know, like stick figure dads and babies about how that is not where this kid goes.
Right,
and I was like,
right.
Well, do I just put him like you kind of like white trashy like into the main part of the shopping cart?
Like you're purchasing him?
And then like pile the food around him?
That's what I would think you would do. Honestly, I don't know. Where do you put the kid?
I was like, I can't put like, you know, the chicken breasts on my child. Like, I don't know what, I don't know how to work this.
Of course you can. It's America.
A guy in Sprouts sees the confusion on my face.
He's struggling.
And he goes, yeah, man, I'm not sure that that thing goes there. And I was like, yeah, I know that. I think I know that. And he goes, do you want someone to have, like, put him in a shopping cart and then wheel him around next to you while you shop?
This person just offered to do that?
Seriously,
yeah, he was like,
he volunteering?
Well, this was somebody who worked at Sprouts. And he said, do you want, you know, one of my coworkers to do this?
Sprouts like will do
that?
That
is like so kind.
Like a baby usher.
Wow.
And I said, no, I can't. I was like, do you have a sidecar? He's like, no sidecar. So I went back. I had a harness in the car.
Uh-huh.
So I, like, you know, and the harness is one of those things. I'm going to make an extremely old reference. Do you remember the Buck Rogers? Buck Rogers, they had a robot who then had another robot, like, strapped to his chest.
Okay.
That was Twiggy. It was beady, 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 hiya, Buck. And that was the guy that was strapped to the bigger robot's chest.
And that's how they went grocery shopping.
And that's how they went grocery shopping, yes. And that's, so that's what the harness looks like.
Okay.
And so I did that. All good. And he's safe, shopping cart. Things were going pretty well until we got to the bulk food section. And so I'm leaning over to get some roasted peas for wife.
Uh-huh.
I'm like scooping out and like, you know, I'm doing a pretty good job. Like I'm holding the twist tie in one hand. I've got the scooper in one. I've got the plastic bag in the other, leaning over. And so Avi is leaning over with me and I'm scooping. And then I hear this kind of like, psh, psh, kind of thing. I'm like, what is that noise? That doesn't sound like the scooping of roasted peas. And I realize my child is puking.
Oh, no!
In the bulk food.
In the peas?
I'm pretty sure that the puke didn't get in the actual barrel.
Oh, no.
Check your bulk food,
I'm
people.
Pretty sure.
Are you kidding me?
It was on the side.
Your tone
I saw
says
it on the side. I'm pretty sure.
Are you kidding me, folk? Did you,
I am not kidding.
Did
wish
you
I were.
Let anybody know?
I would run. Oh, are you kidding me?
Because I was pretty sure that it didn't actually go inside the barrel. It was just on the side. And I kind of did. I realized that I hadn't. That absolutely the thing that I needed there was a couple wash, like a washcloth or two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A couple rags, which I should have stuffed in my back pocket from the diaper bag, which I did not do before going in. So
see,
I just.
How would you know that beforehand?
Well,
right?
I don't know.
No, I guess you
probably
always
fairly
just know.
Basic. Yeah.
Puked everywhere.
So I just I kind of sleeved it.
With your shirt wipe, sleeve?
Yeah, just
beautiful.
Shirt sleeve, which
beautiful.
Is, trust me, worse has been wiped off with the shirt sleeve. But so that was not a big deal as long as it didn't get inside the barrel. And
right.
Kind of looked around. I skimped on the roasted peas because I kind of got out of that section of bulk foods relatively quickly.
God.
Went on to the snack mix. Just hope it didn't happen again. But
wow.
Anyways, it was successful after that. Just a couple snafus.
I it was funny for me because I'm at the gym with his wife and all of a sudden she's like, gets a phone call. Yeah. Yeah, no, you can use the whatever. And I didn't know what they were talking about.
Click and connect
but,
is what
yeah,
she
and
said.
And I was like, oh, God, this is a baby thing. He's freaking out. I just knew it. So But had I known what you were going through, poor thing.
But see, I hadn't even thought about this because I just assumed, you'd put the kid in the cart, but he's probably too small at this point, right? You can't put him in that part with the legs sticking out.
That's what I was supposed to do, and I went, I'm not doing this. I think he's too small.
Too small, yeah. So. That seems dangerous. Unless you're going to pack in some chicken breasts around him just to take up some extra space.
Yeah, no, I had that whole thing about how he's like wobbling. He's definitely going to wobble front and back, but I'm just side to side, like toppling over, and I... Anyways, it was a little stressful for a moment.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't know what to do with him either. I'd be like, ugh.
Well, plus, it's raining outside, too, so I did one of those things where I'm like, all right, what do I do first? He's got a jacket with a hood on, but the rain is cold. Do I put the groceries in the back first, or do I put him in first and leave the groceries in back? So, like, the grocery cart near the back of the hatch.
Right.
And so I go, I'm going to put the kid in first.
I think you made the
smart thing to do,
right?
Kid first, everything else is of secondary importance. So going to unlock the door, what do I do? I hit the hatch open in the back. So the hatch opens and it starts to knock the shopping cart back. And I go, oh, crap. And so now running around.
And you know there was a woman watching that has raised like 10 successful children. And she's like, wow, good luck, Avi.
It was not the scene that I normally see at Smith's. But like on any given day, you can roll into Smith's and see a woman, like one who's carrying, she's carrying one of her kids. And then she's got two more in tow, one holding the other's hand. And she's pregnant.
Right.
You know, and I look at this woman, I'm like, how do you do this?
Wonder
how do you how do you do what you do?
Right.
I didn't see anybody like looking either bemusedly at me or scornfully at me during any of these things.
Nobody was shaming you.
Nobody was shaming me. Yeah,
that's good. And they didn't see the puke. Hopefully,
I think I escaped.